Logos appear. Disney. Pixar Animation Studios. Chinese and English words appear. A short film by Domi Shi. In her kitchen, a short-haired woman in her 50s needs dough on a chopping board. She pokes a hole in it, shapes the dough into a loop, and breaks it into a long strip. She cuts it into chunks, then uses a rolling pin to flatten each piece into circular dumpling wrappers. The woman, Mom, expertly folds a dumpling wrapper filled with meat. She pinches it shut, forming a round dumpling. Over a pot of boiling water, she places a lid on a steaming basket of dumplings. Outside the house, Mom opens the window and sighs sadly. A title appears over the morning sky. Bao. Mom carries the baskets into the dining room where her balding husband, Dad, watches TV. She taps his arm. Using chopsticks, they dig into the dumplings. The man checks his watch and grabs his briefcase. She waves as he leaves. Mom looks at her last dumpling and sighs. As she bites it, the dumpling comes alive. She spits the baby dumpling into the basket and cowers from it. Astonished, she climbs on the table to look at it. The dumpling sprouts tiny arms made of dough. Mom stares in wonder as the dumpling sprouts a small body. She carefully picks up the baby dumpling. Mom's heart melts. Smiling, she cradles Bao to her face. Later, Bao happily runs around Mom, then suddenly falls, flattening his face on the floor. In a panic, Mom brings him into the kitchen. She tries to reshape his head, but the top collapses. Mom feeds a spoonful of pork filling to Bao and restuffs his head back to its round shape. Later, she marks his height on a doorframe. At a Chinatown market, Mom carries Bao in a tiny homemade baby sling. She examines a cabbage and they both sniff it. In a bakery, Bao chooses pork buns to buy. On the bus, Bao and Mom enjoy the buns. Mom marks his height at the door frame and Bao celebrates becoming taller. As they do Tai Chi in the park, a dog grabs Bao. Mom chases them down. Back in her kitchen, Mom kisses Bao's head and puts him in a bowl of hot water. She cleans him with a toothbrush. By the door frame, over time, Bao grows taller and taller. He goes from munching on a cookie to putting on a t-shirt and glasses, becoming a teenage dumpling. Back in Chinatown, Mom shops for peaches. Bao runs after two boys with a soccer ball. Mom scoops him up, scolds him, and cuddles the frowning dumpling. While they do Tai Chi in the park, Bao sneaks away from Mom and joins the boys playing soccer. Bao bumps the ball, flattening his doughy head. Horrified, Mom kicks the ball away and grabs her son. On the bus, she wipes a smudge on Bao's cheek. He wrestles free and sits next to her with his arms crossed. Mom offers him a pork bun, but he turns away pouting. Frowning, she eats the bun. At home in the kitchen, she prepares vegetables. Bao takes a soda from the fridge. He opens it, eyes Mom, and leaves. A sign on his door reads, "Keep out." Mom peeks inside. Now, even older with sesame seed stubble on his chin, Bao laughs while on the phone. Spotting his mother, he scowls and slams the door. Mom fumes, then gets an idea. She prepares dishes of meat, vegetables, and noodles. Satisfied, she sets the steaming, delicious feast on the table. Bao comes out of his room and she beckons him. The teenage dumpling shrugs and walks off. She chases him to the door. Bao puts on sunglasses and joins his friends in a convertible. Mom glares at the boys driving away. Alone in the dark dining room, she angrily devours the entire feast. She hears something at the door and opens it. Standing outside, Bao holds hands with a young blonde woman who happily shows off an engagement ring. Mom's eyes go wide. Bao's fiancé hugs her, then follows Bao into the house. Still in shock, Mom sits stiffly on the couch. She glances warily at the young woman next to her. Bao enters the room with two suitcases. His fiancé takes them and pinches his cheek affectionately. Smiling, Bao walks to the couch. He hugs Mom's leg, then waves goodbye. She gets up and pleads with Bao, pointing at his fiancé, then herself. Bao dismisses Mom and keeps walking. Mom follows, but he waves her off. She angrily shuts the door after the fiancé, blocking Bao's path. Bao gestures for her to open it. She refuses. She tries to catch him, but Bao manages to open the door. Mom grabs his hand and tugs him back. As he tries to pull away, she pulls back harder. Angry tears roll down her cheeks. Suddenly, she grabs Bao, pops him in her mouth, and swallows. stunned at what she's done, she sinks to the floor and weeps. Fade to black. Lying on her bed in the dark, Mom continues to cry. She sits up. Her husband watches her sadly from the doorway. A figure's shadow approaches. Mom's blurry view shows the figure's familiar round head with glasses. She rubs her eyes. A young man resembling Bao comes into focus. Carrying a plastic bag, he looks guilty. This is her real son. Frowning, Mom turns away and lies down. Her son slumps. His dad pushes him into the room and shuts the door. The young man turns on a lamp and sits on the edge of the bed. He sets a bakery box on the bed and his mom glances over. He sighs and starts to leave. Mom reaches for his shoulder. Touched, the son puts his hand over hers. She tenderly cups his cheek and he smiles. He hands her a pork bun from the box and takes one for himself. Sitting side by side, Mom and her son bite into the pastries. They both cry as they eat, then lean their heads together. The next day at the dinner table, the son tries to close a dumpling with too much filling. He looks disappointed, but Mom pinches his cheek and his face brightens. His blonde fiancée finishes her perfect dumplings and shows them. Amazed, the mom and son applaud her. The father nods approvingly, then returns to watching TV. Mom and the fiancé show the son how to shape the dumplings as the image fades to white. As the credits roll, illustrations of the epilogue flash on screen. Mom teaches her son how to pick the best watermelons. Mom shows her son and his fiancé how to stir fry. And finally, Mom sits with her husband, son, and future daughter-in-law in a sweet family portrait.